Hello. Welcome to Options Talk with OIC. I'm Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing for the Options Industry Council, and I'll be your host for this podcast series. OIC was created in 1992 to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars, webcasts, and podcasts. Here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can become a fan of OIC on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at options_EDU, and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. There are an endless amount of terms and definitions that exist in the options industry, and on today's show, we're going to go over a few that every investor should have a clear concept of. Today, we're going to take a closer look at long and short calls and puts. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commission, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's get this conversation started about long and short calls and puts. Here with me today is Aubrey Greenspun, Senior Business Analyst for NASDAQ OMX Philex. Aubrey, glad to see you here today.
Thanks for having me.
Aubrey, what do you do over at NASDAQ OMX Philex?
Well, as you said, I'm their lead business analyst. I serve as the liaison between the business team and the systems development team and help build the trading system.
Fantastic, Aubrey. Long and short are familiar terms of measurement, but how do these terms relate to the options universe?
Well, being long is about having a position of ownership, being in control. When an investor purchases a stock or option, they are considered to be long that position. Conversely, being short means that you have sold a stock or an option without actually owning it. A short position lacks control. You can equate being short as having a loan, which can be called at any time.
Now, if you're just starting out as an investor, you might be surprised by the fact that you can sell something before actually owning it. We'll cover that during this podcast. But for now, let's discuss how long and short relates to calls and puts.
So remember that a call is an option contract that gives the holder the right to buy the underlying security at a specified price for a certain fixed period of time. Being long calls gives the holder the right to buy an underlying security at a particular strike price for a fixed period of time.
Aubrey, I think that's a very important point. Would you mind repeating that?
Absolutely. Long calls gives the holder the right, not the obligation, but the right to buy an underlying security at a particular strike price for a fixed period of time. I would also add that implementing long calls is a strategy that is used when an investor is bullish on the underlying security.
Now, what about short calls?
A short call is more of a bearish to neutral strategy, and it involves selling the call, which obligates the investor to sell the underlying security if the option is assigned. There is a significantly different risk profile when you're short an option.
There sure is.
It's important to note that long call holders hold the rights and short call writers hold the obligations.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, but it's easy once you look at examples. For example, if I purchase a call in the marketplace, Joe, and you happen to be the seller of that call, as the purchaser, I have the right and I can choose when and if I want to exercise my rights, and you, as the seller, are essentially at my mercy. If I want to exercise my call and purchase the underlying stock, you will be obligated to sell it to me, whether you really want to or not.
Okay. I think I have that. Now, how does it work for puts?
Well, a put is an option contract that gives the holder the right to sell the underlying security at a specified price, again, for a certain fixed period of time.
Okay, but I'm going to have you say that one more time because, again, I think it's so important to understand the distinction between a call and a put.
Yes, it's very important. No problem. A put is an option contract that gives the holder the right to sell the underlying security at a specified price for a certain fixed period of time. A long put can be used when an investor is bearish on the underlying. A long put obligates the investor to sell the underlying at a particular strike price.
Now, what about short puts?
Well, similar to a short call, a short put has a risky profile. Short puts are a neutral to bullish strategy. Selling a short put obligates the investor to buy the underlying at a particular price if the option is assigned. By definition, a long put holder has the right to sell the underlying. Therefore, a put seller has the obligation to buy the underlying.
Okay.
For example, if I purchase a 50-strike put in the marketplace from Joe, I have the right to sell the underlying at $50 at any time prior to that option expiring. If the stock drops one day to $45, I can choose to exercise my put, selling the stock at $50. And Joe, you, who is short the put, could be forced to buy the stock for $50, even though it's only trading for $45 in the marketplace.
Now, how do you compare long calls to short puts, and conversely, the short calls and the long puts?
That's easy. Long calls and short puts are both bullish positions. The most important difference, though, between the two is the risk. In the long call position, the investor can lose only the amount paid for the long call. The short put, however, increases in value as the stock falls. In essence, an investor short puts at a certain strike, gets long the underlying at the strike, and loses as the stock drops below that strike.
Now, you said that was easy, and it probably is, but I think investors need to stop and think about each of those concepts.
Well, I can repeat that. So long calls and short puts are both bullish positions. And to give an example, if I am long a call and short a put, both with a strike of $50, the long call gives me the right to purchase the stock for $50. I may do so at any time prior to expiration. As a short put writer, however, I'm obligated to purchase the stock for $50 when I am assigned. As a put writer, I have no control over when and if that assignment occurs.
And how about the flip side of what you just described? How about short calls and long puts?
Short calls and long puts, both of those positions are bearish. Again, it's all about the risk profile of each. The long put holder holds the right to sell the underlying stock, just as the long call holder had the right to buy the underlying stock. The short call writer has the obligation to sell the underlying stock, just as the short put writer had the obligation to buy the underlying stock.
It sounds like it's all about understanding that risk profile.
Yes, it is, and it's a very important difference. Let me give you another example. If I'm short a call and long a put, both with a strike of $25. The short call obligates me to sell the stock for $25 if I'm assigned. As a holder of a long put, I have the right, again, but not the obligation, to sell the stock at $25 at any time prior to expiration.
Fantastic explanation. A lot for our investors to take in. Now, it's always important to mention the advantages and disadvantages to any trading strategy. Are there any other risks or rewards that investors should consider when using these particular strategies?
Well, for a long call, theoretically, there's an unlimited profit potential, and risk is limited to the premium paid. An increase in volatility helps the position. As volatility, or market uncertainty, increases, the premium people are willing to pay for option rights increases. As volatility goes up, the value of the call I am long will increase. An investor, whether long or short, may choose at any time to close out of their options position. If I am long a call, a volatility increase will raise the value of my call and afford me a larger premium if I were to choose to sell that call.
But that's an important point you raised, that an investor can close out his options position at any time.
Yes, as a holder of an option, you retain those rights and are not obligated to exercise, but you have the right to do so.
Any other benefits or, you know, disadvantages?
Well, the profit potential for a short call is limited to the premium received for selling the call. A decrease in volatility helps the position. As volatility or market uncertainty decreases, options fall in value. A short call writer can at any time choose to close out of his position, buy that call back, If volatility decreases, the premium of the call decreases as well, making it cheaper for the short call writer to purchase the call to close out his position.
That makes sense.
There's a significant profit potential for a long put, and risk is limited to the premium paid for the put. An increase in volatility helps that position. And on the contra side, for a short put, profit potential is limited to the premium received for selling the put, and the potential loss is substantial. Decreased volatility will help this position.
Aubrey, I really appreciate your feedback on this topic. Unfortunately, I think we're just about out of time for today. Thanks for joining me on the show. Aubrey is one of our esteemed OIC instructors, so be sure to look for her on our OIC seminar circuit. If you have any options-related questions, check out our website at www.optionseducation.org or call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. And we want to hear from you on how we are doing, so email us at options@theocc.com. Don't forget about the social links that we provided for you at the beginning of the show. Join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. As always, thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.